is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Olivia Eberts. The Arutz-Aragumut Native Council voted not to retain Mark Springer as the tribe's executive director. New ONC chairman, Walter Jim, confirmed the decision by the tribal council on Thursday, but did not comment any further, saying he was busy. Mark Springer said he had no comment at this time. Springer worked at ONC for just over a year and is neither a tribal member of ONC nor Alaska Native. ONC has had three different executive directors in the past 4 years. Springer's two most recent predecessors both resigned. There has been a huge uptick in scams and frauds nationally and in Alaska. State Attorney General Treg Taylor says the numbers have grown exponentially this year. Noting that many people don't report when they have been successfully scammed, he says that around 4,000 Alaskans reported losing money to fraud last year.
And basically that amounts to about $5.8 million in the state of Alaska. And what we've noticed the uptick to be is considerable. Just in the first 3 months of 2021, we've seen 1,360 Alaskans and a loss of $2.8 million.
At this rate, Alaskans will lose about twice as much money to scams and fraud as they did last year. And Taylor says much of this is coming from organizations outside the country.
And because most of the scammers or the bad actors reside outside of this, and most even reside outside of the country, it has to be addressed at a federal level.
Alaska's Attorney General has joined with most of the other attorneys general in the country to support beefing up the ability to fight fraud by urging Congress to pass the Fraud and Scam Reduction Act. The act would give more tools to the Federal Trade Commission by centralizing all the different organizations involved in monitoring and responding to fraud within one committee at the Bureau of Consumer Protection. They would assist in monitoring scams, especially ones that target older adults, and in educating consumers and receiving complaints. The bill would also create more robust education efforts to help seniors who are targeted by most of the scamming operation. Alaska Attorney General Taylor says that a lot of the illegal activity is occurring by phone, internet, and even by mail, involving someone pretending to be from the government, a family member, or even the Alaska Unemployment Office claiming that they sent out too big a check and want you to pay money back to them.
The scam is to get that overpayment back or suffer some harsh penalty, losing your benefits, for example, or being sent to jail.
Taylor points to three ways to spot a scam. If it requires immediate action, don't believe it. If it's too good to be true or too bad to be true, it's likely a fraud. And if you're being told to transfer funds quickly or through unusual methods, it's probably a scam. So hang up the phone and report it to the authorities. The Fraud and Scam Reduction Act made it through the U.S. House of Representatives in about 2 months and is in the Senate now, where it is expected to pass quickly. The Administration for Native Americans wants to help Alaska tribes thrive. The agency has funds to help tribes in six areas. Everything from language development to environmental issues, planning, and administrative help. Larry Kayariak with the Alaska Region Training and Technical Assistance Center helps tribes with the application process and does basic training and help with implementing the grants.
Our trainings are free. The first set of trainings that we do is project planning and development. The planning stages for the grants that are available.
There's an upcoming deadline to apply for language funding grants, which are non-competitive. That means if tribes apply for it by the June 25th deadline, they'll get the money to help keep their indigenous language alive.
I really would like to see some tribes in the White Clay region have this opportunity. For example, they could develop language instruction modules. They can record elders. They can also use this money to transcribe and develop curriculum.
To find out more about the funding opportunities available, go to the website at anaalaska.org or call toll-free to 1-888-375-7774. Again, that's 1-888-375-7774. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips or comments to news@kyuk.org. Stay tuned for NewsYukTune coming up.